North Carolina is the only state in the country that has an Innocence Commission that is an official agency of the state government. It was established in 2006, and the inquiry into Gregory Taylor's case was the first one that resulted in an exoneration. Innocence projects in 44 other states, including Wisconsin, depend on funding from university law schools or private foundations, and without the official blessing of state governments. Wisconsin Innocence Project co-director John Prey says the North Carolina system has some important advantages.
In North Carolina, with a commission like this, you don't have to look for who's at fault. Was it police error? Was it judge error? Was it prosecutor error? It's just a simple question. Is the person innocent or not innocent? And in Wisconsin, it's generally framed in looking at who's at fault. The nice thing about the North Carolina Commission is that it strips away that, and it just goes to a simple question. Is the person innocent or not innocent?
Prey says he'd love to see a state innocence commission established in Wisconsin, but there are no indications that will happen anytime soon. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Innocence Project is preparing for an important case next week in Sauk County, where the issues of who is at fault will be addressed. Terry Volbrecht is serving time for the 1989 execution-style murder of 18-year-old Angela Hackel in Sauk City. A hearing on his appeal for a new trial is scheduled for Monday at the Sauk County Courthouse. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.